Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're digging into quite a big deal, the 100 megawatt solar power purchase agreement between Microsoft and Shinsen Energy over in Japan.
Yep, a PPA. And it's tied to Microsoft powering this massive, what is it, $2.9 billion expansion, data centers, AI infrastructure.
Exactly. And, you know, on the surface, it looks great. A real win for their corporate green goals. Yep. Checks the box.
Right.
But here's the thing. Our sources flagged this isn't just a straightforward green initiative. It's being called a massive calculated trade-off. Mm. They knowingly built these big solar projects in literally the one part of Japan that forces renewable generators to shut down constantly.
It does make you pause. I mean, a 20-year commitment from a giant like Microsoft, why accept that kind of, well, technical risk right from the start?
Right.
So today we're going to unpack the strategic thinking here, you know, the converging needs, the risk factors, and what this specific PPA signals about the pressure on Japan's energy grid overall. Let's dive in.
Okay, let's start with the basics, the motivations. Microsoft obviously needs clean energy, and they need it fast. They've got this big 2025 goal, 100% renewable match for their annual electricity use.
It's a huge public commitment. Yeah. And for Shinsen Energy, the developer, well, landing a 20-year deal with an AAA-rated company like Microsoft,
yeah,
that's the dream, really.
The golden ticket for financing, I imagine.
Absolutely. It provides that long-term revenue certainty you absolutely need to get these big projects financed.
Especially now.
Why especially now?
Well, the market's shifting under their feet. Japan's moving away from the old government subsidy model, the fixed feed-in tariff or FIT, which is pretty stable.
Okay.
Now they're moving to this market-based system, the feed-in premium or FIP. It's riskier, more volatile.
I see.
So having solid backing is crucial. And Shinsen has, they're supported by JPY 70 billion, about 474 million US dollars from the Canadian Pension Fund, CDPQ. That capital gives them a cushion, some stability to navigate these changes. Okay, so the money side seems secure, thanks to CDPQ and the Microsoft deal. But you mentioned location. Where are these solar farms actually being built? That seems critical.
It is. The projects are spread across four sites, but they're clustered in the Kyushu and Chugoku regions.
And why there?
Simple reason. That's where Japan gets the most sun. Highest solar irradiance. You build solar farms where the sun shines brightest.
Right. Makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Maximum potential output.
Exactly.
Oh.
And this is the core paradox. Those exact same regions suffer from the absolute worst grid congestion in Japan.
Grid congestion, meaning too much power, not enough wires.
Sort of. It means the grid can't always handle all the renewable energy being generated, especially during peak sun hours. So they resort to what's called curtailment.
Curtailment. That's the shutting down you mentioned.
Precisely. The grid operator literally tells renewable power plants, like these solar farms, to stop generating power. Just turn off. It's done to keep the whole grid stable, prevent blackouts.
Okay, and how often does this happen?
It's getting pretty bad there. In fiscal year 2023, the curtailment rate in those regions hit nearly 7%.
7%. So almost 1 hour out of every, 14 hours of generation is just lost. Thrown away.
Effectively, yes. Lost revenue, lost clean energy.
And this is where the calculated trade-off comes in, I guess.
You got it. The key detail is that these projects were built without co-located battery storage.
Ah, batteries could store that excess power instead of curtailing it.
Exactly. But batteries add significant upfront cost CapEx. So the decision suggests they prioritized getting the deal signed, keeping initial costs down, even though they knew they'd face financial hits from this curtailment.
They accepted guaranteed losses later to save money now.
Seems that way. Unrealized clean energy generation, direct financial hits every time they're told to switch off.
So the crucial question this raises for you, the listener, is about Microsoft's bigger picture. This solar deal helps with the annual 2025 goal. Sure, matching total use over the year. But what about their really ambitious 2030 goal? The 101,000 target. That's matching consumption with zero carbon energy hourly.
And that's the massive gap. Solar power, by definition, doesn't work at night. This deal does nothing for their hourly matching between sunset and sunrise. 0 hours covered there.
Hmm.
But there might be a silver lining here, or maybe a strategic consequence.
Go on.
By investing heavily in these congested grid areas, Microsoft now has a very strong incentive, actual performance data showing lost money and lost green energy to push Japanese policymakers and grid operators.
Ah, so they become lobbyists for grid upgrades.
Powerful ones, potentially. They can say, look, we're trying to meet our goals. We built the generation, but your grid can't handle it. You need to invest in transmission and market reforms. It adds significant pressure.
Interesting. So the risk creates leverage.
It does. And our analysis suggests that the money loss from curtailment will likely make adding batteries look pretty good pretty quickly.
The phase two retrofit, maybe?
Yeah,
very possibly. The business case for adding storage to these specific sites will probably become compelling within just a few years, purely based on the losses.
Okay, so here's the final thought for you to chew on. If huge global corporations like Microsoft are now willing to risk billions on building solar, knowing it will be frequently switched off because the grid can't cope, how much faster does that force the hand of policymakers to actually fix those physical bottlenecks? How urgent does that make the grid modernization problem?